I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Would you like some drive-through drugs? A Florida couple was using their home to sell heroin laced with fentanyl. Well, that's a fun little concoction.
Ew.
And here's the problem. They made it pretty obvious. Police were investigating a sudden increase in overdoses when they came across a mobile home with a drive-through service sign directing motorists where to go, and it even had an open and closed sign as if they were a business.
Come on now.
Why are these people so dumb? Like, use your creativity to do something positive. Like, you could open a business, maybe. Probably not, but I mean, besides that, do something different. They converted a kitchen window into a drive-thru window so they wouldn't have people coming into their home all the time. I mean, to be honest, that ruins the carpet, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're keeping that safe, so that's good.
They were charged. They were arrested and charged with selling drugs and maintaining a drug house. A man tried to shoot a ghost. A Connecticut man told police that he was a paranormal investigator. He's now facing several charges after firing not one but two shots into a house at which he told police might have a ghost inside of it.
I do the same thing.
Can you shoot a ghost? I'm learning something new. I don't know a lot about that.
Well, according to Kesha, you can have sex with one, so I feel like you could shoot it.
You can't have sex with a male ghost, though, right?
That's what she said happened to her. And the mold, actually, somebody else did. I don't know if it was Bobby Brown or who else said they had sex with a ghost. So
I wish a ghost would do something to me when I'm sleeping. Just come over here. The guy fired shots in the house, and he told police there might have been a ghost inside. They say that he put two bullet holes in the wall. This happened on July 26th. He initially reported the incident, though, as an attempted break-in.
Is ghost whoopee cheating, though, if you're in a relationship? Would you consider that? Live the web, girl, if your boyfriend told you he hooked up with a ghost, that he cheated on you?
Yes, absolutely.
How is that cheating on you?
See, I want to know if she was prettier than me. Like, was this
definitely.
Ghost prettier? Then I'm upset.
Definitely. She had that ghost body going on for days. I don't think it's cheating, though. So he later told police, yeah, you know what? There wasn't a break-in. It's just I think there was an intruder that was a spirit. He actually did this, by the way, back in 2011. So this is not the first time this guy has had to shoot at a ghost.
Wow.
And our final Dummy of the Day story, something's fishy. A supermarket in Kuwait was shut down the other day. Any idea why they might have been shut down?
In Kuwait?
Yep, in Kuwait. Something fishy happened. They shut down their market.
I don't know. A fish was still alive?
No, the fish were dead, which, I mean, you want dead fish. You don't want live fish when you're eating them. They were actually caught, though, sticking those googly eyes, you know, that kind of move around a little bit. They were putting them on the fish eyes in the seafood section. To make them look fresher.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you just imagine picking up the fish eyes?
It looks fresher. You can obviously tell that's stuck on there.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know if that makes them dumb or smart, but they ended up getting shut down, so I guess they are a little bit dumb. Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.